愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
想用几次的时间跟我们大家一起来学习一个题目，立志讨神的喜悦。
I'd like to use a series of this topic, determined to please God, for our mutual encouragement.
好，我们请来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节。
5 verse 9.
所以我们无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
It reads, Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him.
如果我们读英文圣经 make it our aim 就是说把这个当作我们人生的一个目标。
The English version says we make it our life aim or life goal.
我们一生都有很多的目标。
We have a lot of goals or aims in our life.
但是大部分的目标都是属世的。
But most of our goals are earthly or secular.
从求学到就业。
From pursuing our education to pursuing our career,
从成家到立业,
establishing our family and establishing our career,
我们很多的目标,
we have a lot of goals.
但这里告诉我们, 有一个目标值得我们努力。
Here it tells us there is an aim that we should be striving for,
就是要得到主的喜悦,
which is to receive, to be well pleasing to God.
那第九节，这是从前面一段圣经来的。
Verse 9 comes from the previous, follows from the previous section.
从第一节到第八节，在讲基督徒的盼望。
From verses 1 through 8, it talks about the hope of a Christian.
我们向神有很多的祈求，都是我们的盼望。
We have a lot of requests from God, and that is our hope.
但是大部分我们的祈求，随着我们离开世界，都会过去的。
But most of our requests, as we leave this world, will also pass.
因为大部分我们向天父的祈求都是地面上的事情。
Because oftentimes our requests to our Heavenly Father are requests of this, the material things of this earth.
那我们人活着一辈子，到最后，你会发现，只剩下一个盼望。
But when we live until near the end of our days, we will realize that we only have one hope.
其他的盼望都过去了。
And all the other hopes have already passed.
所以第一节说，我们地上的帐篷拆毁，要得造神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。
That is why verse 1 it says, For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
这个地上的帐篷是什么？
What is this tent?On earth.
就是我们的肉体。
This is our, refers to our bodies.
肉体是一个帐篷。
Our bodies are a tent.
灵魂是真正的我。
And our soul is the true us.
所以我们在地上是灵魂住在肉体里面，因此叫做住在帐篷里面。
And so on this earth, our soul dwells within our bodies, and therefore we dwell in the tent.
那拆毁就是死了，埋到土里面烂掉了，这个肉体拆毁了。
And being destroyed, meaning our body is dead.
那要得到天上永存的房屋。
And we will receive a house that's eternal in the heavens.
那这个天上永存的房屋是什么？
So what is this house eternal in the heavens referring to?
就是我们将来要改变跟主耶稣一样的灵体。
And that is the spiritual body that will be transformed to be like Jesus.
为什么我们知道这样呢？
How do we know this?
因为第二节接下去一个解释。
For verse 2, it explains.
我们在帐篷里叹息，声响从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
It says, For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
不管我们在地上有多享受，有多快乐，我们还受到肉体的限制。
No matter how much enjoyment and happiness we have on this earth, we are still restricted and limited by our bodies.
还是离不开生老病死的痛苦。
We still cannot escape from birth, old age, sickness and death.
所以灵魂活在肉体里面叹息劳苦。
And so for this, we groan, Our soul groans in our body.
但是这个叹息有一个盼望。
But this groan has a hope.
要得到天上永存的房屋。
To receive the house, not made with hands, but eternal.
那接下去就讲好像穿衣服。
And later it describes it as being clothed.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
最后。
In the end.
我们在这个帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。好叫必死的被生命吞灭。
For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
这个最后一句话非常好，必死的被生命吞灭。
And this last phrase, mortality may be swallowed up by life.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
必死的是我们的肉体。
What will shall die is our bodies.
被生命吞灭。
That will be swallowed up by life.
这个生命就是永恒的生命，就是灵体。
This life refers to the eternal life, which is our spiritual bodies.
吞灭就是表示消失了，取代了。
Swallowed up means that it has disappeared, has been replaced.
所以我们活在这个地上带有肉体，我们盼望将来灵体会取代这个肉体。
And so on this earth, we carry about our physical bodies, but our hope is that it will be it will be replaced by a spiritual one.
这个就是基督徒的盼望。
This is the hope of all Christians.
所以我们的祷告，当我们灵性在提升的时候，我们祷告的目标会改变。
And so in our prayer, as we are elevated spiritually, our prayers will, the requests in our prayers will change.
就从肉体上的需要进到灵性上的需要。
From earthly needs into spiritual needs.
因为我们的盼望将来就是到天国去。
Because our hope is to eventually enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那我们怎么这么有把握我将来可以到天国？
So how do we have the confidence that we will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom?
请问我的证据在哪里？
What is our guarantee?
没有证据你怎么这么有把握？
If you don't have a guarantee, how can you have such assurance or confidence?
第五节。
Verse 5.
为此培植我们的就是神。
Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God.
他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
And who has also given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
所以这个圣灵是一个凭据。
So the Holy Spirit is the guarantee.
所以今天神应许我们这个盼望有一个很清楚的证据，就是圣灵降在我们身上。
God has promised us this hope by giving us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
所以这个圣灵好像是一个进天国的门票，好像我们到一个国家里面的签证。
The Holy Spirit is entrance ticket, a mission ticket, into an event or a passport into another country.
所以我们非常有把握。
So therefore we are fully assured.
那既然有这个把握，所以我们就进到第六节。
And so since we have this assurance, let's continue reading on verse 6.
我们坦然无惧。
And so we are always confident.
因为住在身内便是与主相离。
Knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
我们更愿意离开身体与主同在。
We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
所以当我们灵魂住在肉体。
So when our soul is abiding inside our physical bodies,
我们灵魂不能够到天国。
It cannot go into the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个叫做与主相离。
So that is to be apart from God.
但是有一天当这个我灵魂离开了。
That's to be absent from God, but one day when our soul leaves our bodies,
我们就与主同住,
and we will be present with the Lord,
就是在天国与主耶稣同住,
which is to abide with the Lord Jesus in heaven.
那是好的无比的。
And that is good beyond our imagination.
所以这种基督徒的盼望带给我们一种新的人生方,
and so,
人生观。
This hope as for Christians will give us a new direction, a new aim for our lives.
什么人生观?
For what kind of aim?
就是要讨神的喜悦。
Which is to be well pleasing to God.
为什么?
Why?
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多后书第五章第十节。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
有时候我们在一个公司里面，你要了解谁是老板， 很简单。
In a company, when you want to find who the superior or the manager is, it's quite easy.
谁给最后一个意见，那个就是老板。
The person who has the last suggestion or opinion is the top guy.
哦，他因为他在做决定。
Because he is the decision maker.
那我们常常要想，我们人生，我活着一生，我的老板是谁？
And so we must reflect upon our lives to think.Who is the boss of our lives?
我想对每一个人来讲，我的老板就是我自己。
I think for most of us, the boss of ourselves is actually ourselves.
啊，我喜欢怎么做，我就喜欢怎么做。
Whatever I feel like doing, I will go and do it.
我不喜欢怎么做，我就不做，没有一个人能叫我做。
If I don't feel like doing it, no one can tell me otherwise.
我为我自己活。
I'll live for myself.
啊，这个是。一般普遍的生活方式。
This is what is the popular attitude of living.
但是当我们进到信仰里面，
when we enter into faith,
忽然间我们发现我们这个主权要改变。
We realize that our sovereignty over ourselves needs to change.
我们的主权如果没有改变，我们的生活不会改变。
Because if we do not change it, then our lives will not be changed.
就是我们的主人要改变。
So we must change the master.
本来主人是我自己。
Our master used to be ourselves.
现在我要改变我的主人就是神。
But we must change our master to be the Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么要这样改变？
Why do we need to make that such a change?
有几个理由。
And there's a couple of reasons.
第一个理由。
The first.
因为我们是被造的。
Because we are the creation.
我们刚刚唱这个赞美诗403首。
We just sung the hymn 403 earlier.
我们是一个摇器，但是神是一个窑匠。
We are the clay, and God is the potter.
被造的对他所造的东西有主权。
The creator has sovereignty over his creation.
这个是我们没有办法否定的。
And this is something that we cannot deny.
我们是被造的。
We are the creation.
所以我们的一切都属乎神。
And so, therefore, all of our being belongs to God.
我们先来看罗马书十一章。
Let's refer to Romans 11.
罗马书十一章的33节。
Romans 11 verse 33.
甚在神丰富的智慧和知识和他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。36节。
Verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
Verse 33, O the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Verse 36, For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
这里在提到救恩的道理。
Here it talks about the truth of salvation,
就是因信称义,
which is to be justified by faith.
那保罗做一个结论啊，他发现神的智慧太丰富了。
And Paul makes a conclusion that the wisdom and knowledge of God is too vast.
这个是人真的很难了解的。
This is something that is unfathomable by men.
然后36节,
verse 36,
万有都是本于他。
And all things are to him.
万有包括你，包括我。
All things including you and me.
都是本于神。
All belong to him.
都是从神出来的。
All came from him.
没有我们，还是有神存在。
Without us, God still exists.
但是没有神，就没有我们。
But without God, we would not exist.
因为人是神造的。
For mankind are the creation of God.
所以万有都是本于他。
And so all things are to him.
再来，万有都是依靠他。
And all things rely on him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为如果没有神的能力，神的恩典在我们身上，连一分钟我们都没有办法活。
Because without the grace and the power of God in us, we cannot even live for another second.
生命的本源是神本身。
The source of life is God.
如果神把他的生命收回去，全部都没有生命。
If God takes back the life, there will be no life on this earth.
整个宇宙的运行就是神的命令托住的。
The whole orbit of the solar system is sustained by the command of God.
如果他的命令收回，宇宙就消失了。
If he takes back that command, the universe will fall apart.
所以我们的生活是依靠他。
So our lives depend on God.
所以人没有办法宣告，没有神我也可以活着。
And so we cannot proclaim that without God, I can still live.
如果一个人宣告，没有神我也可以活着，这是无知。
If a person proclaims that he can still live without God, He is being ignorant.
因为万有是依靠他。
Because all things depend on him.
那么万有也是归于他。
And all things belong to him.
是为着他。
And are for him.
为着神。
Are for
为着神的荣耀。
Are for his glory.
所以因为我们是他造的。
And because we are his creation.
他对我们有主权。
He has sovereignty over us.
因此我们要讨他的喜欢，他就是我们的主人。
And so we must be pleasing to him because he is our master.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个原因。
The second.
我们是他重价买来的。
We are bought by him at a high price.
所以我们不属于自己。
And so we do not no longer belong to ourselves.
我们看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians 6.
19. 哥林多前书六章十九节。
First Corinthians 6 verse 19.
岂不知你们身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这个圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。这个地方说。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
这里说你们不是自己的人。
Here says that you are not your own.
这对我们一个很大的提醒。
This is a great reminder for us.
我们不是自己的。
We are not our own.
我们不是属自己的。
We do not belong to ourselves.
我们属谁？
Who do we belong to?
二十节。
Verse 20.
你们是重价买来的。
For you were bought at a price.
如果你到一个珠宝店去。
If you go into a jewelry store.
你没有付钱。
And you don't pay.
我们就把钻石拿走。
We take the diamonds away.
我们就是小偷。
Then we are considered a thief.
但是如果我们付了钱。
But if we have paid the price.
再大的钻石你都可以拿走。
No matter how great the diamond is, you can take that away as long as you pay for it.
这是我们的。
Because that belongs to us.
在我们还没有接受主之前。
Before we accepted, received Christ.
圣经把人圈在罪里面。
The Bible says that all humankind are in sin.
在神的标准下，我们都是罪人。
Under God's standard, we are all sinners.
所以我们都归属于魔鬼。
And so we all belong to Satan.
不管你住在哪一个国度。
No matter what kingdom you dwell in.
不管我们有多自由。
No matter how free we are.
我们都是属魔鬼。
We all belong to the devil.
是没有希望的。
We have no hope.
那主用重价把我们买来。
The Lord has bought us at a price.
重价是什么
？What is that price？
因为照神的律法，罪要借着血才可以洁净。
And according to God's law, a sin can only be cleansed by blood.
谁愿意流血呢
？Who is willing to shed that blood？
血流光，生命就没有了。
If, once you have once all the blood leaves you, you are dead.
谁愿意为着救别人死去舍掉自己的生命呢
？Who is willing to risk his own life in order to save another？
教主很多，但是没有一个教主为人舍掉他的生命。教主 founder。
There are many founders of churches, but not many.
Religion.
There are many founders of religions, but not many founders are willing to risk lose their life to save others.
只有主耶稣钉在十字架。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
成了。
He says, it is finished.
他来世界完成最重要一件事情。
He came onto this earth to accomplish the most important work.
流尽他的宝血。
To bleed, shed all his blood.
牺牲他的生命。
Sacrifice his own life.
来救你跟我脱离罪，脱离魔鬼的掌管。
In order to save you and me from sin and from the dominion of Satan.
既然他付出了重价。
And since he has paid this price.
所以今天我们是属主耶稣。
So therefore today we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
属主耶稣就是他对我们有主权。
And since we belong to him, then he has authority and sovereignty over us.
也就是他是我的老板。
Which means that he is our boss.
所以为什么要讨主耶稣喜欢，讨神喜欢？
Why must we be found well-pleasing to God?
因为他是我的主人。
Because he is our master.
第三个原因。
Third reason.
我们再回来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians 5.
好，第十节。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 10.
我们刚刚读过的。
And we had read this before.
我们要在基督的台前显露出来。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
然后他要按着个人本身所行的来受报。
That each one may receive the things done in the body.
我们将来要面对神。
In the future, we will be face to face with God.
有时候我们常常觉得哦，如果有神，神不公平。
Sometimes you may think that if there is a God, then he is an unfair, unjust God.
有的人一生啊，就是偷鸡取巧犯罪啊，但是啊，他生活过得很好。
Because there's many people that live wicked and deceptive lives, and they cheat, lie and cheat and steal, but they still live very well.
但是有的人呢，是很敬畏神。这行为很好。
But there are devout, reverence, people who have good conduct.
啊，但生活也很普通啊。
But yet their lives are very ordinary.
哦，所以有时候我们用人间的这个地智，这个智慧真的很难了解。所以结论是神不公平。
So when we use the wisdom of this earth to look at this situation, we find that the Lord indeed is unfair.
所以诗篇的作者说，他想到这里，他就愤愤不平了。
And so the psalmist in an author in the psalm says that when he has thought about this, he was vexed.
但是最后他这个心结怎么去解开来？
But how was he able to finally understand this?
他进到神的圣所来思想人生的结局，忽然间他的结就没有了。
When he went into the sanctuary of God to think about this outcome, then his own outcome, a previous outcome, went away.
人生的结局是什么？
What is the end of human beings?
就是我们要在神的面前按着我们所做的来接受审判。
It means that we must come face to face with God and be judged according to what we have done.
我们所做的事情，我们所想的事情，我们所说的事情，一切都要拿出来审判。
The things that we have said, the things that we have thought, the things that we have done, will all be brought up before God.
然后审判的结果才决定我们要受报还是要要得到福气。
And then, and the result of this, this judgment is whether or not we are rewarded or punished.
所以啊，我们应该要讨神喜欢。
And so we must be found well pleasing to God.
这个圣经给我们非常充足的理由。
And the Bible gives us plenty of reasons for this.
那下一个问题就是，那我应该怎么做？
The next question is, then what shall I do?
如果我要讨神喜欢，那我应该怎么做？
If I want to be found well pleasing to God, what are some things that I can do?
我的生活需要有什么改变？
What kind of changes do I need to make in my life?
我想用几次的时间跟大家一起来学习。
I'd like to use a couple of minutes to share with everyone.
我们请来看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians 1.
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上多结果子，渐渐多知道神。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
这个第九节是保罗为哥罗西教会的祷告。
The first nine is Paul's prayer to the church in Coloss.
他祷告有一个目标。
He had a goal aim in his prayer.
求神让他们满心知道神的旨意。
He wanted them to understand. He wanted God to give them a full knowledge of His will.
什么是满心知道神的旨意？
What is for them to be filled with the knowledge of His will?
每一件事情都知道神要我们怎么做。
So that in everything that they do, they may know what the will of God is.
那这样有什么好处？
What kind of advantages does
this have? 第十节就在讲到好处。
And verse 10 talks about the advantages.
那第二点就是讲，这样就能够蒙他喜悦。
For this, we will be fully pleasing to Him.
因为神是老板。
Because God is our boss.
所以我们如果每一件事情都知道神要我们怎么做，我们也真的去做，神就很喜欢了。
And so if in everything that we do, we know what the will of the Lord is, and we go and do His will, then He will be pleased.
所以怎么讨神喜欢？
So how do we find His favor?
每一件事情，每一个决定， 都知道神要我怎么做。
In all that we do, in every decision that we make, we are able to understand what the will of the Lord is.
这个就是我们的目标。
This shall be our goal.
这个就是我们的追求。
And this shall be what we aim for.
这个不简单啊。
This is not easy.
为什么？
Why?
神看不见。
Because God is invisible.
有的人根本就很难相信有神。
And a lot of people find it very hard to believe that there is such a thing as a God.
如果神看不见，那怎么去知道神的旨意？
And if you cannot see God, then how can you possibly understand what His will is?
所以我们第一步要相信有神。
So the first step that we must do is to have faith and believe.
我想今天坐在这里，大部分都相信有神。
I think that most of us sitting here today have a firm belief that God exists.
但是第二步比第一步难。
But the second step is harder than, more difficult than the first.
我相信有神，所以我今天来拜神。
That I believe in God, therefore I come here today to worship Him.
第二步是，那什么是神的旨意？
And the second step is, then what is the will of God?
在第九节的开始就这样讲，属灵的智慧跟悟性才能够知道神的旨意。
In verse 9 it says, with wisdom and spiritual understanding, then we may know the will of God.
信仰不是盲目的。
Faith is not blind.
信仰不是一直讲感觉的。
Faith does not always, is not talking about feelings or emotions.
当然信仰有很多的体验跟感觉。
Of course, there are experiences and movements from in our faith.
但是这里也讲智慧，这里也有讲悟性。
But here it mentions wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这个悟性就是理解力 ,understanding. 理解力是是属灵的。
This understanding is spiritual, is our ability to know it.
那这个智慧是属灵的。
And wisdom is also spiritual.
所以就是神要赐给我们属灵的智慧跟理解力，我们才能够满心知道神的旨意。
And so when the Lord grants us spiritual wisdom and understanding, then we can come to understand His will.
因此，要明白神的旨意之前，我们要在属灵的智慧跟理解力上面要不断的去增加。
And so before we can come to understand God's will, we must first pursue after spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们现在来看哥林多前书。
Let's now turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章。
1 Corinthians 2.
十一节。
1 Corinthians 2, verse 11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁能知道人的事？除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?
这个地方讲除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。下半句，十一节。
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God.
我们人跟人很好沟通，为什么？
So humans can interact with each other very easily.
你有人的灵，我有人的灵。
And because you have the spirit of man and I have the spirit of man.
那你跟动物就不好沟通。
But for you to interact with the animal, it's more difficult.
因为我有人的灵，他的灵是动物的。
Because you have the spirit of a man or a person, they have a spirit of an animal.
我们是高一等。
And we are a little higher than the animals.
所以你讲他听不懂。
And so when you speak to them, they will not understand.
所以你没有办法叫动物祷告求圣灵。敬拜神，这个听不懂。
You can't instruct the animal to pray, to kneel down and pray to God and to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
And so, other than the Spirit of God, no one can understand, knows the things of God.
这个神的灵啊，就是从上头来的。
And the Spirit of God comes from above.
神比我们高一等。
And God is much higher than us.
所以神的事情我们人很难了解。
And so the divine things are very difficult for us to understand.
但是不是不可能了解。
But it is not impossible to understand.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我们领受的不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们事。
And now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
所以这里在了解人要明白神的事情，包括神的旨意，有一个秘诀。
And so here it says that there's a secret for human beings to understand the things of God and His will.
就是从神来的灵能够教导我们明白神的事情。
Which is that the spirit who is from God will teach us things concerning God.
就是要祷告。求圣灵而被圣灵充满
which means that we must pray for the Holy Spirit and be filled by it.
所以有时候我们看到一些慕道朋友来教会，怎么听都听不懂，问题很多。
And so when we see friends that come to our church, and they, no matter how much they listen, they still don't understand. They have a lot of questions and doubts.
那我们就建议他，你暂时不要问问题，你先祷告，求圣灵。
And so most of the time we'll recommend to them just pray for the Holy Spirit first and reserve their questions for later.
哎，等到他得圣灵了，没有问题了。
And then when they receive, once they receive the Holy Spirit, then their questions are automatically answered.
以前你不是这么多问题，现在为什么没有问题？
In the past, you had so many doubts and questions, but now they've all gone away.
因为神的灵开他的心，听得懂神的事情，就没有问题了。
Because when the Spirit of the Lord opens their hearts and opens their ears, and they begin to understand God's will and His things, then they no longer have their doubts and questions.
我们也遇过其他的基督徒来到我们教会聚会。
We also experienced other Christians worshiping. Worshiping with us.
而每个教会都一样。
And all the churches are the same.
哦，因为都是传圣经啊。
And all the churches are the same in that they preach according to the Bible.
哦，感谢主。如果每个教会都一样，欢迎你继续来聚会。
And thank the Lord. If all the churches are the same, then please continue studying with us.
哎，有一天他得圣灵了。
And so one day, this person received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵以后，他就发现不一样，这个教会不一样。
And this person who thought all churches were the same, once they received the Holy Spirit, they found it to be very different.
为什么不一样？
How so?
因为他道理听得懂。
Because he can now understand the truth.
道理听得懂，我们就知道里面不太一样。
And when they can understand the truth, they'll come to see that the things that they preach is different.
但是如果道理没有听懂，大家会觉得都一样。为什么？都在讲基督的爱。
But if they don't understand the truth, then they will feel like everything that is spoken is the same. Everyone talks about the love of Jesus Christ.
不做教会合一，要讲基督的爱。教派合一，要讲基督的爱。
In order for all denominations to be united, they all talk about the love of Christ.
但是教会会分裂这么多教派，还有一个基本的原因，就是对圣经的解释不一样。
But the reason there are so many denominations is because there's very different interpretations and explanations of the Bible.
有的守安息日，有的守礼拜天。
Some observe the Sabbath, others observe the Sunday.
有的洗礼奉父子圣灵的名，有的奉耶稣的名。
Some baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and others baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有的点水，有的全程入水。
Some sprinkle with water, others fully immerse.
如果一洗就是只有一种洗礼才是对的。
If one baptism, if it truly is one baptism, then there should only be one form of baptism.
那什么是对的？
So which one is correct?
如果洗礼有赦罪的功效，
If baptism has the power to cleanse away our sins,
那么怎么洗礼就非常重要了。
Then the way we baptize would be very important.
如果洗礼只是一个仪式，它像结婚典礼，那怎么做都可以。
If baptism is merely a ceremony, kind of like a marriage ceremony, then no matter what way you do it, no matter what style you do it in, it would be okay.
所以有一天我们得到圣灵，
So one day when we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们就了解。
We will understand.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
That if a person is not born from the water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母很虔诚。
Nicodemus was a very devout man.
但是主耶稣说，你要从水跟圣灵生。
The Lord said to him, you must be born of the water and the spirit.
哥尼流是一个义人。
Cornelius was a righteous man.
但是彼得去，让他从水跟圣灵生。
But Peter went and allowed him to be born from the water and the spirit.
这是奥秘。
This is a profound mystery.
但是有一天我们得到圣灵，听得懂，我们就觉得这很宝贵。
So one day when we receive the Holy Spirit, we come to understand that precious truth.
所以会让我们对自己的信仰非常的执着，我不能够放弃。
And so this will cause us to become even more affirmed in our faith that we cannot let it go.
因为这是宝贝。
For this is a treasure.
所以怎么去明白神的事情呢？
So how can we come to understand the things of God?
要有神的灵打开我们的心，有属灵的领悟力，我们就可以了解。
We have to have the Spirit of God to open our hearts and for Him to bestow upon us His spiritual understanding.
我们再回来看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
14节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事只有属灵的人才能够看透。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
15节。
Verse 15.
属灵看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。
But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
这个14节说属血气的英文叫 natural man. Natural man 是什么？你生下来，父母生下来就是叫做 natural man, 就是属血气的。
Verse 14 refers to the natural man or the man of the flesh born from his parents.
那十五节另外一种人叫属灵人。
But 15 talks about another person, a spiritual person.
什么是属灵人？
What is a spiritual person?
就是这个属血气的人经过属灵的改造，这个叫做属灵人。
The spiritual man is the natural man that has been transformed by the Spirit.
所以要从一个属血气的变成一个属灵人，这有一个过程。
And so there's a process for a natural man to eventually become a spiritual man.
这个过程需要圣灵的浇灌，还要需要真理的教导。
And this transformation requires the Holy Spirit to work as well as the teachings of the truth.
那如果一个人有这种属灵的提升，就会发现他对事情看法不一样。
And so if the person is elevated spiritually in this way, then he will change his perception towards the things around him.
所以属血气的人不能够神的领会神的事情，并且以为愚拙。
The natural man does not receive the things of God.Of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him.
我们在日本有一个教会叫墨田教会。
In Japan, we have a church called the 墨田 Church.
大部分信徒都是从中国大陆来。
And most of the believers come from mainland China.
他们原来都是在开餐馆。
And they originally settled there to open up restaurants.
我们知道有三种职业，至少有三种职业对信仰是一个很大的挑战。虽然每一个职业你都可以做。
We know that although we can do work in any profession, there are three kinds of professions that can be a stumbling block to our faith.
第一个，餐馆。
First, restaurants.
第二个。Motel.
The second is motels.
第三个做房地产的经纪人。
And the third is to be a real estate agent.
礼拜六真是最忙的。
Because they are the most busy on the weekends.
那这个他们里面的教会负责人啊，从教务开始，礼拜六关门，关门啊，就餐馆关门不做。
And so their church council members, they would close down their restaurants on the Saturday.
生意最好的一天他关门。
And then the busiest day of the week, they chose to close down their restaurant.
那很多人就不能了解。
And so a lot of people find it very difficult to understand this.
有钱赚，你怎么把门关起来？
Why in the world would you close your restaurant when you could make the most money out of that week?
所以这个叫做属血气不能够领会圣灵的事，属灵的事。
So this is what we can consider what a natural man does not receive the things of God, for they are foolishness to him.
但是十五节，属灵人能够看透万事。
But 15, the spiritual judges all things.
什么叫看透万事？
What does it mean that he can judge all things or see
all things? 我们知道，我们活着需要神的恩典。
Because we know that we live with we need God's grace.
如果我们得到神的喜欢，
and if we are found well pleasing to Him,
神的恩典就会很丰富。
Then His grace will be abundantly bestowed upon us.
所以这个叫做看透万事。
So this is to be able to judge all things, or to be able to discern all things.
餐馆关起来，他收入没有减少。
And so even though the church council member closed down his restaurant, yet his income did not decrease.
一年多休息52天。
And he was able to take off 52 additional days out of the year.
但是收入没有减少。
But his income did not diminish.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
接下去就是因为休息52天，所以感动了好多其他的信徒，餐馆也关门了。
And because he was able to take off this 52 additional days out of the year, it touched the others, it moved the others to also close down their restaurants on the weekend.
那些教会负责人安息日都来。
And so all the members are able to attend on to attend the Sabbath service.
真能够带领圣工，教会就复兴起来了。
They're able to lead in this holy work, and the church was able to prosper.
没有人能够看到他。
And no one can see this.
但是他们知道他们在做什么。
No one were able to see this in the beginning, but they knew what they were doing.
所以十五节最后。
And so 15 in the end.
谁曾知道16节？谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但是我们有基督的心。
Verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
所以什么是属灵人？
What is a spiritual person?
一句话就是他有基督的心。
One phrase is that he has the mind of Christ.
如果他有基督的心，要满心知道神的旨意。
If he has the mind of Christ, then to be able to understand the will of God would not be any difficulty.
所以我们的信仰需要追求。
So we must pursue in our faith.
让我们满心知道神的旨意。
So that we can wholeheartedly know the will of the Lord.
不错，钱我赚了，我要怎么花就怎么花。
It's not to say that it's not for us to say that we can spend our money any way we want.
This,
we only have that kind of mindset because we feel that we are our own master.
但是当我们明白神的旨意,
but when we understand the will of the Lord, we will spend our money more wisely and with more purpose.
不说时间是我的,
and we cannot even claim that time is ours.
所以我要怎么用就怎么用,
and so that I can use my time any way I want.
这是因为我是我的主人,
and this kind of mindset is still because we feel that we are our own master.
但是如果神是我的主人,
but if the Lord is indeed our master,
我明白神的旨意,
and we understand His will,
我就生活方式, 用时间的方法, 就会跟没有信仰的人不一样,
then the way we live our life, the way we spend our time, will be different from those without faith.
包括丧礼, 包括婚礼,
including funerals, including weddings,
包括婚礼的 reception,
including wedding receptions.
今天是我最重要一天, 我要怎么办就怎么办。
Many people feel that today is the biggest day of my life. It is my wedding. I will arrange it the way I want to.
这是因为我是我的主人。
This is still because we feel that we are our own master.
但是如果主耶稣是你的主人,
but if the Lord Jesus is a master of your heart,
我们要好好想,
then we must think about this.
我们这样的 reception 能够荣耀神吗?
Will this kind of a wedding reception bring glory to God?
能够让人看出来我是一个很敬虔的基督徒吗?
Will it allow people to see that we are a reverent and devout Christian?
最重要, 能够讨神喜欢吗?
Most importantly, will it be found pleasing?
还是我们追求世界的潮流一直去?
Or do we continue pursuing the trends of the world?
我们需要改变,
we need a change.
因为神是我们的主人,
for God is our master.
我们要明白他的旨意,
and we must know His will,
讨他的喜欢,
and to be found well pleasing to Him.
唱诗,
let us sing a hymn.
400首,
let us sing hymn 400.